Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are giving some back-to-school advice. We discuss how to get your first boyfriend in college, how to decide if college is even for you, what to do if you hate your friend group in high school, and how to distance yourself from your clingy college roommate. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Schools
in forever.
Fall. Welcome back. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Tyler.
You know, we're very young, hip.
Neat and cool.
Neat.
Yeah. You're neat, I'm cool.
Right. I'm so excited to go back to school.
You're not.
I have picked out all my notebooks. I'm trying to think what kids do.
You have a trapper keeper. Do kids have trapper keepers?
I don't think I ever had a trapper keeper.
Well, couldn't afford it.
Couldn't afford it. Yeah, okay. That felt like it was meant to be an attack, but you know what? I did have a budget.
I had like an Adidas.
We had to keep our folders from last year and use them again the next year.
Well, that's just economical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Most kids get to
take good care of your stuff.
Folders are 10 cents.
Some folders, the Lisa Frank ones, were not.
I never had a Lisa Frank.
I would get a Trapper Keeper, and then I'd get like 5 different colored folders, and I'd be like, blue is math, yellow is English.
I did the same thing. I loved color.
But I could only get the 10 cent folders.
Did you have to wrap your textbooks?
No.
Oh, we would have to wrap our textbooks for like. As
what
an
do you
assignment.
Mean?
First day assignment at our school was wrap your textbooks. And when you came in the second day
what
of school.
What does that even mean? Wrap like, your textbook?
With like wrapping paper or with like paper bags from the grocery store.
Okay, wait.
So that it wouldn't get like torn up and dented throughout the school year.
What?
You didn't have to do that?
No, bitch. Our books were like 400 years old because you know I went to a poor school.
Well, we had new books and they were like, you're not ripping this shit up. You're not tearing this.
You'd be like, oh, professor or teacher, mine's missing page 63.
Oh, no, that didn't.
I had the same books my mom learned out of.
So that's why you don't believe in evolution.
Right.
Right. Got it. Well, it's back to school season, and to celebrate, Corey, what are we going to do today?
We are going to do an advice episode with all questions about back to school advice, like college, school, middle school, high school, whatever you call it over there in the UK, secondary school.
Right, go off. So, a couple maintenance things so that people should know.
Oh, yes.
We're not qualified in any sense of the word.
I do have a degree, but it's not in therapy.
Right. So take our advice as a grain of salt. We're just your older sisters telling you what to do with your life.
Like a friend bouncing ideas off you, like, yo, this sucks. And I'm like, well, here, I'll try to help you.
What?
Your friend's like, this sucks. And I'm like, whoa.
Did you say yoga sucks?
Whoa, here, I'll try to help you.
Okay.
Yoga sucks.
I hope none of these questions are yoga sucks. I'm like, that's not a question, you fucking idiot, bitch.
Yeah, you're true. You're right. That's the truth.
We
true.
Have collected these questions. How? People can email to.
Yeah, actually. And the funny thing is, I posted this little like send in your questions on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I thought, we'll even see if anybody fucking replies to this.
And did
I got a shit ton.
Oh, great.
So word went fast through the Instagram portal.
So you can give us advice questions multiple ways. On Instagram, if you follow us on Instagram, it's Psychobabble.
Yeah.
On Twitter, if you follow us on Twitter, it's Psychobabble.
Yep.
And on email, you can if it's more personal or longer,
yeah.
Don't make it too long, because girl, I don't want to read that long, but just learn how to sum it up, bitch. So if they want to email, what's the email
that's
address?
Your advice for them.
That's my advice.
Email is psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
And no matter how you submit, the best way for us to really get for us to have your attention is you start with maybe a 3 to 5 word summary of your question, whether it's the subject line or even the top of the message on Instagram, like help. No, don't say help. You need help.
Don't say help. We see a lot of those.
Like just make it sum interesting. It up at the top so we can be like, oh, that seems
important.
Like a good one.
We love that. We're going to check it out.
First question coming from P.
This is from P. You take it. You can read this one.
Okay. P says, the subject is, I'm 18 and pathetic. Same.
This is, I mean, right. Clickable.
Right. Very me.
I thought.
Same. Relatable and.
Same sis.
I am P. So P says, hey boys, I'm 18. Well, first of all, boys is spelled B-O-I-S, just so you all know. I'm 18 years old and I'm starting college and I've never had a boyfriend. I've never been kissed or even been on a date. I used to be really shy, but I'm not really anymore. And I have a handful of guy friends, but no guys ever like me as more than a friend. Help. XOXO, P.
Yep. That's it. That's all P wants to know.
So I'm curious. I don't really have indication if P is gay or straight.
I can tell you from
knowing them, from their account.
Yeah. I believe P is straight.
P is straight. So a straight female identifying.
Yes.
18-year-old, heading to college, never had a boyfriend, never been kissed, never been on a date. How can we help?
I would say now is more better. Now is a better time than ever. Mm. To try new things and to like dabble and to meet new people. And if you were in high school and you had this whole like persona that people thought of you as maybe shy or outgoing or athletic or a nerd or a drama queen or whatever, like you're going to college and there are probably not a lot of people from your high school also going to that same college. So you can almost reinvent yourself in any way that you want. And now you can be a more confident person who has guy friends. And if you want to kiss them or have a boyfriend, I think now is going to be your year. Truly.
I would say exactly what Corey said, but you have, I think the most important thing is welcome week for anybody going off to college. When you are going off to college, everyone's in the same boat of being nervous and like, oh, where do I fit in or how do I meet these new people? Welcome week is the first week of college. There's usually a ton of different events you can go to. Usually your RA on your floor is like, hey, come with me, blah, blah, blah. Like it's super easy to just slide right into a friend group when everyone's kind of like figuring it out at the same time. And once you surround yourself with people like that, I think it opens doors of meeting all types of people, because especially with becoming friends with people on your floor, you are going to be meeting, it's like you're kind of flung into somewhere where everyone's got different majors, everyone's got different activities that they do. Some might be sports teams, some might be on like the marching band, some people might be in different groups. So like once you become friends with people on your floor, that opens you up to possibilities of meeting tons of different groups of people. So if you start with that, that's setting you up for success. When it comes to finding a boyfriend, getting a date, anything like that, honey, you're 18 now.
Right.
You can join Tinder.
I would say, right. And it's like, I think a great way to make boyfriends is to like be friends first. And especially if you're going into college, you're going to meet so many new people and have so many new experiences. So yeah, I would actually kind of concentrate more on just making friendships and setting up your new life. And then hopefully once you get into that happy state, like a boyfriend will come.
Have you seen the movie To All the Boys I've Loved Before?
No, but I saw you posting about it on Netflix.
There was
on Instagram.
There was like a tiny little subplot. And there was like a line about somebody's going off to college. The main character's older sister is going off to college. And their mom had told them, never go to college with a boyfriend. And I kind of agree. I mean, y'all live your lives, do your thing. If you got a boyfriend, stick with him if you want to, but whatever. But like, it's kind of nice to go to college burden-free, completely open to fresh start,
yeah.
Open to whatever the possibilities may be. When you go to college with a boyfriend, it's like, I remember the guys on my floor who felt like, oh, I can't even go out, or I feel like I can't do blah, blah, blah. It's like, it kind of is nice to go and be
right.
able to do whatever.
So maybe
this is a blessing.
Maybe P is lucky because she doesn't have a boyfriend and now she gets to like start over and do everything new.
If my final thought on this is, your worth is not defined by if you have a boyfriend or not, if you've been kissed or not. It doesn't make you any more of or valid of a person or a woman. Live your life, live your dream. Don't do something just because everyone else is doing it. Don't do something just because you're like, oh, I really want a first kiss. So like you go out and have that first kiss. There's no rush. Do your thing at your own pace.
I mean, I know I'm gay, so I think it was a little bit different for me as far as having like a relationship because I wasn't ready, but I like didn't even have my first boyfriend until I was 20. So
it works.
So you've got 2 more years until you're me.
So if you think you're 18 and pathetic, I
I'm 33 and pathetic.
There you have it. So was Jesus when he died. Jesus was 33 and pathetic. Next question.
This one is just about feeling pressure to go back to college. Dear Tyler and Corey, my name is A. During high school in 2015, I felt like everyone was pressuring me to let them know what college I wanted to go to and kept asking what I wanted to study, etc., and I had no idea what to tell them. After graduating high school, I finally did start attending community college for medical billing, but sadly had to drop out due to some financial issues. Now it's 2 years later, and I'm feeling pressured again and don't know what to do. I'm kind of scared of going back due to the fact that I might not be able to afford school, even with loans, and I don't know what I want to study for. I don't want to get stuck in a minimum wage job for the rest of my life, and I would really like to know if you guys have any advice on how to pick a major or how to get through paying my way through college.
Whew.
Love, A.
Great question. I think a lot of people face this exact same thing.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's like when you're 18 and graduating, the number one question people ask you is, okay, well, what's next? And it's like, imagine thinking in the first fifth of your life, you'll know what you're wanting to do for the rest of your life. It's not realistic. It's just not realistic. And I think I look at those quotes about, you know, who are those people? Like Oprah or some people, like famous people not even going into acting until they were like 50 or something. Yeah. Or like,
there's like Kathy Bates didn't win an Oscar until she was 40 something.
There's a lot of people, or like, you know, maybe. There's a lot of people that haven't found what they wanted to do until much later in life than 18. So first and foremost, don't believe the illusion.
Yeah. Remember that great story about that mom that was in my English class when I was in college, and she would always say, do you guys want some M's? So the point is, you can go back to school.
What
at
the
any
fuck
age.
Is an M?
That's what you called M&Ms. No, we won't get started on her. Yeah, I know. Yeah, keep looking. She just called them M's. And she was a mom, and she waited to go back to school for a long time. I think it's the moral of that story.
Right.
I think Tyler's typing something to cuss me out.
No.
But I would say, yeah, I definitely get it. I think about this a lot in life, not just in relation to college. It's like when you're in those early stages of your life, so many people say, do you want to go to college? Do you want to get married? And I think early on, you just kind of feel obligated to say yes, because some of those things seem so far away. But I don't think college is the correct answer for everybody. Neither of my two older brothers went to college. They both have great jobs that they love, and it took them a while. They tried a few different jobs before finding something that they did like to do. But you know, I don't think by any means, especially in this day and age, that it's not what it once was, where everybody per se has to go.
I think there is this huge, like we've said, illusion that is the only route. There are many ways to go. Whatever is right for you is right for you. Just because the people at your school or your friend group or your family even expect that from you doesn't mean it's the right thing for you. And I was Googling something. One thing that I did want to mention is you say, like, oh, how am I supposed to know what I'm supposed to do at 18? Well, I pulled up a list of people that didn't know what the fuck they were doing until later in life. Martha Stewart didn't write her first book until 41. Joy Behar on The View didn't leave her job as a school teacher to go into business until 40. Vera Wang didn't start her designing business until 40.
Wow. Look at all these
people. A lot of people. Charles Darwin, that bitch.
He didn't start exploring monkeys.
He was 50 when he first started doing whatever the hell he was doing.
Wow.
Samuel L. Jackson was 46 when he started acting.
Well, see, and I would say too, especially if you're worried about like finances being an issue, I think it's definitely smarter to make sure you're waiting until you know what you do want to study so that you're not throwing money at something that you won't use later.
Right. And along with those lines, there is nothing wrong with taking your time, taking time off, or going to community college. A lot of the courses you're going to take, especially in your first couple of years of higher education, are going to be transferable from a community college, and it's going to be a fraction of the price. So, like, you could go spend full price at a state college just because everyone else in your friend group is going there, or you could save thousands and thousands of dollars for getting the exact same credits that are going to go toward your degree by going to a community college. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. And if you are, like, feeling pressured to go back or you do want to kind of dabble back in, I would say look to see if there's, like, a program where you can see what requirements you would have to take regardless of your major. I know at Michigan State, at least for me, I was an English major, but there were certain classes that MSU required me to take that everyone had to take, mm-hmm. that weren't just specific to me. So maybe bang out some of those if you can. And it's affordable. And like Tyler said, if it's community college, then that might be the case. But yeah, you have to probably have to do a little bit of research to make sure you're not blowing your money. But I definitely think it's worth it.
And I would say work. When I was in college, I was a telemarketer. I was an RA save money on this.
I've been working since I was 13.
Right. I mean, it is not the ideal situation in America right now that you're going to be up to your ass in debt. But we don't live in a bubble. This is just how it is in this moment. So the advice that we're going to give you is kind of shitty. Like, well, bitch, you got to work.
Right.
Because that's kind of what we had to do.
That's 100% what we both had to do.
And apply for scholarships. That's one thing I wish I had done more.
Yeah, I agree. And I think especially now there's probably easier ways to find them. I feel like when I was in college, so much of like scholarships and stuff, I had to go to find like my advisor and have them tell me like,
there are tons of websites,
apply for
this.
Like
apps.
Now you can just apply for, or like Google it, Twitter, right. Instagram.
And if you are part of certain parts of certain communities, there are scholarships that are applicable for you. So there might be scholarships specific for queer women of color, or there might be scholarships for, I don't know, certain types of people going into certain types of businesses, or there's a lot of different things that might apply to you that you might not even think are relevant. But if you go Googling or Binging, you might find that.
Come on, Bing.
Oh, and then one last thing you asked, you were like, how do I even know what I want to get into? I changed my major multiple times. There's nothing wrong with that. But I even had an internship that really opened my eyes to be like, oh, fuck. I thought I wanted to do this. Here I am actually doing the job as an internship. Bitch, bye. I hated it. And like, it was really eye-opening because, yeah, you can have an internship that's like, oh, wow, this is a great, great career path for me. But it's just as good, I think, to have experiences that are like, oh, shit, what I thought was this job is not for me. Like, you will find things that are good, find things that are bad. All of that is helping you figure out the path for you.
And that's how Sue sees it.
Next question is from S. Oh, the subject.
I thought, I can relate.
Okay, that's rude. The subject is, I hate my friend group.
Here we go.
S says, as of right now, I'm going back to school tomorrow, but I need advice immediately. I really just don't like the group of friends I'm in at all. A few of the girls are extremely two-faced and will bitch about our friends when they're not around, and I'm not really friends with the boys. Being in that kind of atmosphere is extremely draining, and it's bound to take its toll on me. It also makes me incredibly paranoid because, like, what are they saying about me? I'm going into my last year of secondary school, and I'm trying to figure out if I should just, like, ditch that group of friends and find new friends, which is really horrible for me considering I'm incredibly anxious and awkward, or just stick with them for the last year and have nothing to do with them once I finish. I have a few friends in that group that I love, but I'm not sure if I'll be able to deal with the others, the stress of exams, and my deteriorating mental health all at once. Also, those few girls occasionally leave me out of friendly get-togethers and group conversations, which makes sitting with them even worse. Please advise me. I really have no idea what to do. Is it worth sticking with them for the last year, or should I say bye to them all and find new friends? Love you both so much. S.
Okay, S.
So, secondary school. What is that? Like college or high school?
I don't know. You can Google it. Yeah. I'm going to talk to S.
Talk to S.
I was going to say, S. I mean, obviously, if you're writing this email and they're causing you this much like turmoil and headache, I would say for sure, maybe start to bounce, at least from the ones that like make you super anxious and the ones that you worry over talking about you. I don't think there's any problem in your friend group fragmenting if there are a few of those girls that you like who are nice to you and help you and don't make you want to not hang out with them. Those are the kind of people you should be finding. And yes, it might seem weird this late in the game to try to make new friends if you're almost finishing up school, but I do not think it's worth suffering through your last year dealing with people who don't bring you joy or make you happy or support you or any of the positive things that friends should be doing.
I think this is a bigger scheme type of thing where the situation you're in is not ideal, and it's easy to just go with the flow and maintain that because disrupting any type of like routine can sometimes feel daunting, whether that's like, oh, I hate my job. Oh, I hate my group of friends. Oh, I'm not into my major. It's easier to just keep going because like to take yourself to the mental capacity to take yourself out of that situation and to actually take the steps to put yourself back on the right path. That is daunting, and I validate that. But when you think long term, what's best for you? Is it the 1 week of stress of, you know, going to your advisor and seeing the path to change your major? Is it taking steps toward finding a better group of friends for you? In the long term, that's going to be a lot better for your mental health.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's easy.
Oh, no, by no means. And it's like, I don't think you have to make a statement and be like, right. Hi, I'm also not friends with you guys anymore. I think right. You could start putting some distance between you or taking some like me time for yourself to figure out what kind of friends or what kind of people you want to seek out. But it's, yeah, I get that it's not super easy. And Tyler and I are probably just saying like, you shouldn't be around those people, but I really don't think you should.
There's a really, it doesn't, like Corey said, it doesn't have to be, okay, well, one day you've made the decision and now you're going to find new friends. You can slowly wean yourself off of negative people in your life. And I think that's probably the most realistic way that this is going to happen. But you have to be willing to put yourself out there to meet new people and to make new friends, or to cherry pick the ones that are good in that group.
And start a new group with those nice people.
Literally. What is the problem with planning things with the people that are nice in that group and including other people that are nice outside the group and making your own group when they're already excluding you
right.
themselves? Like, it's not like they deserve your time, your energy. I think just because people have access to you doesn't grant them your time, your energy, your friendship. Just because somebody orbits your life does not mean that they're supposed to be orbiting your life. I think it's really good that you're conscious that these people are not necessarily
absolutely.
Good for you, or that they might even be toxic in your life. But now that you're conscious of that, you have to also accept that by being around them, that's going to change how you act with people. That's going to change how you act with your friends, because you pick up things, whether you know it or not. You pick up that behavior of being catty or being two-faced because you're seeing that that's what they do. So in turn, you're going to maybe incorporate that into your own behavior. But people are also going to view you a certain way. If they see your friends as catty, mean people, and you're in that group of friends, whether you are that type of person or not, that is the perception that people will have. If you surround yourself with really good, positive, inclusive, inspiring people, people are going to look at your friend group and see you as part of that and think, wow, what a positive, inspiring person that's inclusive. So I'm not saying it's like the best, but there is positivity and negativity by association that is involved with who you surround yourself with. And I think by surrounding myself with people that are inspiring or positive or kind or inclusive makes me more all of those attributes. It makes me a better person. So now that you're conscious of it, also be conscious of that. And I think that's only going to like encourage you to probably change your friend group.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. We hope that helped you.
Good luck with your life.
This one is about a clingy freshman roommate. Hi, Tyler and Corey. I'm a freshman in college and I have 4 roommates. Currently, one of them is spending a ton of time with me. She's really sweet and I don't want to be rude, but I want to branch out and make new friends. I'll join other clubs and stuff to meet others, but I'm scared she'll push herself into my other friendships if we hang out in the dorm room. She's also shared personal stuff with me, so I want to help her and keep hanging out, but I don't want to make her think that we are such close friends. I also want to make sure that we stay somewhat close, so I'm not sure if I want to have a full conversation / confrontation with her because I don't want to start shit at the beginning of freshman year. Do you have any advice about how to make other friends and how to separate a roommate and friend relationship? Thanks so much. Love the show. Kay.
That's a good question. I actually find that I have something similar where I like to compartmentalize a lot of parts of my life, and that's something that I'm working on, where like a certain group of friends I don't really introduce to other group of friends. And it's, I don't know where that came from for me, but like, and I don't know what the mentality is about that. Like, I feel weird sometimes introducing to people from different parts of my lives. And I don't think it's a bad thing for them to interact, but I'm kind of like you are, where it's like, I like to have an escape in different types of groups, I think is what you want. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting. It is weird for other people that aren't like that. I think people get weird about that. Like, they feel excluded, or they feel like, I don't know.
I'm one of those people.
What?
I agree. I think it's kind of a weird question because I'm like, why don't y'all just hang out together?
I don't know. I can't even explain
it. It's like, why
it.
Are you like, it's like you don't want to keep it sounds like she wants to keep her good friends away from this person. But I'm like, if you're hanging out with good people, shouldn't everyone just be hanging out with everyone?
I don't know. I like
hearing your side of this.
I think, for example, Raymond and I have such a interesting friendship that is unique. And I'm a certain, it brings out a side of me that is different from my San Francisco friends. I can't imagine the two mingling. It would be weird for me. I'm not, and maybe it's not like I don't want it to happen.
Yeah.
But like, maybe that's where Kay is at in this, or I don't know.
See, yeah, my brain is always like, oh, I really like these people and I like these people. So
I
imagine how
like,
fun it would be if we were all together.
I am not like that. See,
I feel like you're like friend hoarding. You're like,
maybe
well, I don't want to,
maybe it is.
I don't want to introduce them to so-and-so because what if they like them more than me and then suddenly they're friends and I'm left out?
I think it's more so for me. I'm like, I don't feel like being glue right now. I don't feel like.
I get it. If you're worried about you having to do the work between the two, like. Like you mean building the relationship
between
them?
Yes. When I
them?
Think of like hosting a dinner or like a viewing party or something, and I'm like, oh my God, all these different types of groups of people all coming together, that seems stressful for me. Okay, this we're really leaving the question.
No, I think we're discussing it amongst ourselves in a roundabout way. Because the funny thing is, like, I was even thinking when I like planned a Fear Factor like viewing party.
Oh, but that's oh a
for
viewing
like
party.
My friends. I was like, oh, I'm just gonna invite everybody, and I'm gonna invite this guy that I know from the gym who always talks to me, and he said he wanted to come, and I'm gonna invite this guy who just moved to the city. And a couple of my friends were like, well, who are you inviting? Why are you inviting all these people? And I'm like, because I like all these people and I think all of you would like each other.
Okay, so sometimes I'm like that, sometimes I'm
and
not.
I'm also, but I get it. Like, I'm also the host where I'm like, once you get here, y'all, you're like, I'll introduce you and I'm always going to like make sure
good
everyone's.
Good luck, fend for yourself.
Yeah, but I'm like, you're now here. You
okay,
can,
well, we've really left Kay's question.
Do you think so?
Yeah, Kay is
I'm
asking,
telling
how
Kay
do I
just
exclude
let,
my roommate?
I know, and I'm saying, Kay, don't. Just let
I,
her
no,
be your
I,
friend.
I say, well, Kay wants to know how, Kay, I would be the exact same
I'm
person.
Like, Kay, you can't have it both ways.
Kay, you can have it both Kay, live your life. I think people are a lot, either, okay, here's the two options. Either she's dumb and she won't pick up on the clues or like the hints if you're like, okay, well, I'm about to go hang out with blah, blah, blah. I'll see you later. You right. can do that.
Right. She can do that. But I think she's worried that she's going to have a bigger conversation, which I think you really are going to have to choose. There's no easy solve here. I agree with Tyler. If you want to say, oh, I'm going to go hang out with my friends from Spanish Club or Glee or whatever, and you don't want your roommate to come, I mean, you're probably going to have to at some point approach a conversation because your roommate's probably going to be like, well, why don't you invite me to these things? So I think you're playing a very slippery slope.
Here's what I would say. I would always blame it on somebody else and say, oh, they organized it. And
of
I don't.
Of course you would.
So-and-so organized it. It is not my place to bring a plus one. Sorry, I don't feel comfortable asking if I can bring somebody. I'll see you later,
that's
bitch.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. I think you can do that.
Because when somebody comes to my home and they bring somebody, I just want to, I'm always like, girl, in what world were you raised in a barn? You don't, a plus one brings no plus one, honey.
Oh, a plus one bringing a plus one?
Oh, can you believe?
Never.
I know.
Not a plus one.
So
plus
all you got
to
say is you're the plus one, so you can't bring a plus one.
I would just say.
Catch you on the flip side.
To me, it sounds to me like Kay doesn't actually like her roommate, but she's being nice.
Yeah, but you can like people to different extents. Your roommate, you don't have to be best friends.
You don't have to be
with.
Best friends with your roommate.
So she's asking, okay, well, my roommate wants to be best friends. How do I tell her, I don't want to be your best friend?
Then I guess you're just going to have to keep going out of the room and hanging out with other people and not inviting her to things and hope that she makes her own good, close group of friends. And
yeah, it ain't easy.
Or what you do is you go to like a club or something that she wants to go and you go with her like the first two times and then you stop going and she keeps going and she makes her own friends through that club. That's a good trick. I just came up with that. Did you think
I thought
that
you were talking
work?
About like a club, like you're all going clubbing.
No, bitch. Oh. She says she's going to go out and join clubs and stuff. So you find out which one your roommate wants to go to and you go with her the first couple times and then you let her keep going by herself.
Or if you really do value your friendship with your roommate, you can be deliberate and say, you know,
I like you as a roommate.
No. You can be deliberate with your actions and say, oh, I'm about to go hang out with these people, blah, blah, blah. But let's make sure we plan a dinner sometime this week.
That's true. You can
and
do that
so
too.
So it's not so much like you're excluding her. You are just making separate plans.
Yes.
That way it's like, okay, well, she can't come back and be like, bitch, you never want to be friends. You never want to hang out. Well, honey, you gave her options. You said, let's do the blah, blah, blah sometime this week. It's like you weren't. It's allowing yourself to say no and.
Right. I like that. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to go hang out with the girlies. Let's get lunch tomorrow. Just me and you.
I believe in that. I think that's a good solution.
All right.
We really worked through that.
I can't believe you and I fought so much during that.
I
can't believe you're a friend hoarder who excludes.
You know what? I am a friend hoarder. And also, I just am very tentative about adding people to like my inner circle because I'm very protective.
Yeah.
And I'm allowed to be.
You're allowed to be. Wow.
Any whoosicle.
Do you have any final thoughts to say about back to school?
Good luck.
Everyone. Yeah.
Are we done?
I mean, we're right around that 30-minute mark.
So, K, P, A, and S. K, P, caps? Scap.
Scap. Not scap.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Tyler's really triggered by
that. We can't really explain scap. Can we?
You can explain scat.
Well, scat is bop, beep, biddly, boop, bop, beep, bop. That's all we have for today.
When does this episode go live? Probably in a couple of weeks.
So you will be able to pre-order the A Star is Born soundtrack by then. Please do.
I was going to say, if you're going back to school, if you're nervous, if you're anxious, just know that everybody is, even if they're acting like they have their shit together, like everybody's going through it a little. A long time ago in an old episode of Psychobabble, Tyler and I said, just say hi. If you want to make friends, just try it. What's the worst they can do? Not say hi back? Well, guess what? That means they're a bad person.
Right.
So the other day I just said hi to a hot guy at my gym and he said hi back. So it works, people. Try it out.
Oh, my God.
But good luck. We hope you get good grades and maybe graduate if that's in your cards. Tyler, cut me off. I'm just spinning.
What else about school? Good luck.
All right.
Have fun.
Yeah. Try new things.
Bitch, you're going to be old soon, and you're going to be like, fuck, I should have enjoyed third period. Like, I should have enjoyed gym class. It was so stupid. Like, you know?
I should have dressed up for Spirit Week.
You should have.
Even if it was pajama day.
Right. I should have done this, that, the other.
Yeah.
You should have auditioned for the play. You should have done whatever. You will think that someday. So just, bitch, do it. Okay.
All right. And
good luck
with listening to the podcast each week.
Oh, yeah. Also, last thing. Where can they follow us?
Oh, on Instagram, on Twitter.
If you follow us on Instagram, it's going to give you an opportunity to submit questions the next time we do an advice episode.
Absolutely.
So go follow us on Instagram. Pull it up on your app. Instagram.com or whatever the hell. /psychobabble. Look us up. Follow us. Bada bing. Also, when people tag psychobabble, when they're listening on their phones, I always want to repost that onto my own story. So if you do that,
tag it.
Tag Psychobabble and I'll probably repost it onto our
Not to your main attraction, but
to the main stage, honey.
To your main stage.
We gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.